When I was little, I saw an ad on TV for cereal. The TV blared out how great their cereal was and all that, but what caught my attention was when they said that they would give a prize to whoever gave them 5 box tops first. I had seen the commercial several times and I knew I had to have whatever it was, but I had a sneaking suspicion that my mom wouldn't have to buy 5 boxes of cereal at the same time. Since I was afraid of my mom's rejection, I kept my mouth shut. But when I saw the commercial a few days later, I knew I couldn't wait any longer, so I rushed to my mom and said, "You hear that? We have to buy 5 boxes now if I'm going to get it." Of course, she answered, "5? Isn't that too much?" "But Mom," I whined, "I won't ever be able to find out what it is." Then I ranted and railed until she finally agreed to get some as soon as she ran to the store. The next day, she went to the store and got some. I immediately ripped up all the boxes and put them in an envelope. It might be too late to get it. The next several days consisted of checking the mail every day, even though a little voice nagged at the back of my head saying, "Maybe the post office can't send it through the mail," or "Maybe they ran out of stuff." I tormented myself with these questions as I waited for the mailman to come. One day, when it finally did come, I had given up thinking I would ever get a prize. When my mom called me and said, "It's for you," I was mystified. I snatched it from her hands and I eagerly ripped a very small package and found a thing. It certainly didn't look like anything, even though it was supposed to be a satellite. It was made of gold-colored plastic with 3 pieces of twine attached to it. When I looked at the instructions, it said, "Instructions. Attach ends of string to ceiling. Twist tightly and watch your satellite revolve." When I saw it, I couldn't believe I'd been ripped off for a dingy old piece of junk. When I realized that I had received a piece of crap, I cried. I screamed. I bickered. And I owed my mom money. But in the end, I realized it was my decision. I was the one who wanted the thing. So that night, I learned my lesson. I should think before you make a decision.